Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. We are continuing on the theme of confirmation. Charlie Parker's confirmation, specifically the recording from September 29th, 1947 at Carnegie Hall. And what I would like to look at is the solo. The first chorus of the solo, I think, is enough. And I'd like to do something here that I haven't done before, which is a live transcription. Now, this may take a while, as it generally does, to do these type of things, for me anyway. I'm a bit slow. And what I'll do is I will listen to the solo phrase by phrase and figure out fingerings for that solo on guitar. Now, I'm not going to go through the part where I practice it over and over again to get it up to the speed of the recording. That would be not suitable for this format. But I will just go through, and maybe it's interesting for people to see, like, okay, this is how somebody does this. Everybody has a different way of going about it. I like to load up the track on some software where I can slow it down and loop and things like that. I'm using this piece of software called Transcribe with an exclamation point, and listen to it in great detail and try to figure out how that might work on guitar. So the first solo, now, full disclosure, I have listened to this solo many times, so I kind of know it by listening, but I've never tried to work it out on guitar. So that will be actually new right now. But I am, you know, I kind of know how the solo goes by listening to it. So I have it loaded up here. Let's see if this, yeah, that'll work. Here comes the solo. Fast thing here. Okay, up till there. Let's try it up till there. Let's see how. There's a lot of stuff in there, actually. So, let's just see. This might be long. You can fast forward or whatever if it's not your cup of tea. But learning music is a slow and deliberate process sometimes. Oops, sorry. So where does it start? One, two. So let's get this first phrase. Let's see. Okay, that. I tell that's just C to F, right? That's just triad. A little turn. I think that's it. Yeah, Is that right? Seems to work quite well in that. And what I'm basing the fingering on is where I need to do that turn. So whenever I have a phrase, that type of turn, I want that to be on one string, right? So it's either going to be, I don't want it to be like this, unless I really have to. Obviously, the turn itself has to be on one string, that part. But also, I would like the following note to be on the same string so that I can do this type of articulation with just one pick. And that all works because I'm just thinking of my F major kind of. F major in fifth position is just, you know, that pretty simple fingering. Now, I'm not going 2-4-2-1. That's kind of weak. So I'm going 1-3-1 and then sliding down. Is that right? I'm trying to make sure that ghost note is actually a B natural. Sounds like it would be a B natural, but let's check it at half speed. It's really a ghost. You know what I'm going to do instead of, because that's not really a note. I put that in there because I thought I heard it, but when I slowed it down, I realized it's not really there. It's just, but there's a sound of a ghost note, so I think what I'll do is I'll go boo, boo, boo. So what I'm doing is sorry, let me turn off this snare drum that's buzzing in the background. Yeah, so that's just going to be the. I'm putting a little ghost. Instead of this B that's more explicit, I'm putting a B on the other string. On the fourth string, sorry. Very common thing to do to get the ghost note on a different string. So. Okay, what's next? That's pretty easy. So, I'm hearing that as over the F7, kind of a. And sliding that chromatic line down to the root, you know, we've heard that before. Outlining that it's a dominant seventh chord with an A flat in it. Which way? Many different ways you could do it. Just for simplicity's sake, I'm probably just going to do that all on the top string. And slide that finger. Also, I listened to the articulation of what is Bird doing. I feel like those. That's more like the articulation. Obviously, that's not so great. Something like that. Okay. So we got... Woo. Sorry. Now it's going to go to this, like, two, A minor D7. Oop. That's starting on 2, right? 1. It's like 16th, double time kind. Think of this D7. Sounds like that to me. I'm going to double check it in slow speed. Oh. All right, I'm wrong. So it's not. It's. There's a slide or a smear, which is a typical type of phrase, right? Now, how would we play that on guitar to get the right. Could just slide up. Or. No good up there. Could also decide to articulate the top note. It's a little hard. That's all the notes articulated. That's no good. I kind of like articulating. Because I hear... I think I'll do that. Pick. Hammer off. You have to make your own decisions about articulation, but I try to come up with the simplest thing that gets the feeling of it, but still works well on guitar. I don't want to make it hard to play on guitar. So if I have to change the articulation a little bit in order to make it a good guitar articulation, I'll do that. Okay, so... I'm gonna try and get it at full speed first, and then I check it. So I feel like this is coming off this G7. It's kind of like starting on like a D7 sound to lead into the G7. That's what this is. What was it? Okay, now I'm looking right away. I know I have to get up here. So if I start at where I was, down here, and I gotta get up there by the end of the line, I know it's not gonna work. So I gotta, maybe I can start it here. Ah, dang it. So let's get the notes. Sounds to me like. Obviously, that's a terrible fingering, but I'm just trying to get the notes. Let's go half speed. That's right. So So that's A, C, E flat, A sharp, B, A. What am I saying? Well, sorry. A, C, E flat, C, C sharp, D, C, B natural. To a D. Oh, there's an extra note in there that I wasn't playing. I hear a G natural. That's it. This is going to be hard to play on guitar. So these are the notes. So instead of here, or that's where I'd really like to play that. But I know I can't do it there, so I'm going to have to do it here. 12th fret, so basically 10th position. Try and play along at half speed. Let's try a little faster. So that's where I would do it. So the line before, Now I kind of want to play this because that other line is up here. The other line, the D7 line up here. I just don't like it. I put the E up there on 14th fret instead of down here on the 5th fret. You know. Okay, now what's the next line? Ooh, that's a fast one. Yeah. This sounds like... You hear this type of line in Berlut. It's not quite that, though. It's kind of going over the 2-5 to come back to the F. Because... So let's take the first part of that little line. Okay, that's pretty easy. I think that's what it goes. Just down the scale, right? Yeah. Then it goes down to the E. I'm laying it up here because this is where it has to be, pretty much. fall in 10th position. Oh, woo, woo. Oh. I think it has a D flat, maybe. Yeah, yeah, okay. So this is a. Oof, this is really fast. So after it goes down to the F. After it gets there, sounds like it does a diminished. Oh yeah, okay, so. And I hear boo 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 ba ba. And then what does it come after that? Trying to figure out if it's a D natural or a D flat. La-da. Oh, it sounds like a D flat. Now, what's the fingering we're going to do for this? This whole thing to me feels much better in down around 7th and 8th position than up around 10th position. So somehow I want to get here. I'll just glide. Because I want to go. That's all nice right there. So I'm going to go. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Once I get here, I'm going to go 2-1 to get back to here, to this position. I think those are the notes. That's not it. Not D natural. That's it. D flat. That's a little too fast. The fastest part of it is that little diminished. Oof. Okay, well, I got the notes, and I'll work it up to speed later. I'm not going to torture you with that, but we've got the notes there. Now, what I want to do is go back and make sure I got the phrasing right at the full tempo just by singing it. Yeah, It ends on three. Yeah. And it starts on two. Rest starts on two, ends on three. Now this is kind of a cry on the saxophone. How do we get this on guitar? It's real high on guitar, but we'll play it up there. You know, it would sound better down there, but we'll just play it up here just to be in the same octave. But what is that little lead in? So what is that? Let's do it half speed. It sounds to me like something like something like that. Let's see. Oh, it's a B natural. I'm playing A, B, D, E. G, G sharp, A. And smearing that. Okay, so that's what that is. Okay, what's next? Okay. Now these type of fingers, you don't have much choice because you know, it's just that you can only play there. There's no other place to play it on the guitar. Now, what's the name? Okay, let's see if we can get that whole phrase. This is... Recognize that, right? That was on that happened on the other... the exact same phrase was on the... when he arrived at the B-flat before, but it went... This is a little more involved the second time through. Oops, sorry. So way better. That's a G, right? Yeah. Sounds like something like that. No, maybe. Kind of a F augmented sound, right? I'm guessing. Let's do it at half speed. That's it. So. Now let's see if that's the best fingering. So we got, that's got to be there. Okay. Okay. I still like it. The same way we played it. It's just easy to remember. It may not be the most logical fingering, but I like it because it's kind of moving down the neck. I'm going, starting up here. And then actually going back to the third finger. No, I'm not. And I go on. Or I could. I'm trying to. Sometimes you just have to play it and see what happens. That's no good. You know what? I'm not going to go back down there. I'm going to stay up here in eighth position because it. I go. Because to get this fast thing. That's easier than. That's easier than that. Full speed. Let's see if I can do it. Oops, what did I do? I muted it or something? What happened? There's no sound. There we go. With a better loop. Okay, so that's good. That's good. Okay, the last phrase of the second A. Starts on A and then does a turn off the B flat. That's a G, F sharp, A flat, G. La la da 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 ha ho 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 ho. Right. Boo 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 boo. That's D B G A C F. Now I'm thinking of the finger in my mind already. Ba ba da 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 da. I'm thinking this is fifth position. One one three one one. Four, la, la, four, three, one, four, four, two, one, one, two. Then I guess one and fourth is it. Two, four, one, two. My boy. I think those are the notes. Okay, that all works very well in fifth position. No reason to change it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, just go back and check, make sure I got these first two A sections, kind of like the phrasing, just review real quick. This is what how I would do it if I was doing it, you know, without, not on live. Okay, so that's the first phrase of the bridge. Kind of, I'm not sure how you would write that down, but. So one, two, wait. It's just on four. One, two, three. Beep. I mean, it's one, two, three. Beep. Is it on four or the end of three? Oops. Sorry. It's the end of three. Beep. 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 So that's more about the phrasing than anything else, right? The notes are not hard. See if we can get a good loop here. So I'll loop this, I don't know what it is, six beats or something. Trying to get an 8-beat now, so. Oh, 3 bars, I mean, 12 beats. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not triplets. It's sort of like triplets, but if straight triplets would be. But this is more. This is kind of a break. I'll change the finger in there, and that will create the physical break that you know, I'm gonna go. I'll do like that. Just using third and first finger. Okay, that's kind of cool. Oops. So by moving the position, I create a little break, and then the same way the saxophone would take a breath. There's a couple little turns. Something like that. I don't don't think it's quite that at the beginning. I mean, it's easier on guitar. Let's see what this... I think it's... Yeah, it goes back to the... Back to the C sharp. So the notes are... guitar, I probably would skip this. That's either a kind of a fingering thing in the saxophone or some kind of thing, but I know that this fingering works well on guitar. But this, that's very hard to play. So I'd probably just play it. Because the point of it is the gesture for me. And also, when I come up to hit that snap, that C, I wouldn't do it with the fourth finger. I'd do it with third, because I know that I'm coming down here. I know that I want to do this. So I'll prepare that by landing on the third finger. Nice. Way up. Now this is on the 2-5 part to the D flat. Way up, buddy up, but open, but this is something like that. Way up. Way up. So that's easy to just, I don't know. I think it's gotta be here. And that's what it is. You could even do it. I might play that with octaves to make it a little thicker. Oh, it's not a turn like I said. It's not that. That's just down an E flat minor triad, right? Right? That's the kind of, I don't know what you want to think about. You could think of it as a sort of a substitution. You could think of it as an A minor. You could think of it as D7 going to D flat instead of the A7. So, and then you've got, how would you do that? I articulate the second note because that's the way I hear the saxophone doing it. I better check that slow motion. Yeah. Now that note is a little out of tune in that E, but it's clearly supposed to be an E. So you got way up. That's obviously got to be there. You wouldn't play it anywhere else. That's terrible up there. So yeah. Okay. Nothing to think about for that fingering. You just have to play it. That's a long line, and it crosses over from the end of the bridge into the beginning of the next chorus. Very slick. So, very nice. Yeah, so how are we going to do this? Is it an A natural or a B flat? Is it? I gotta check that. Sounds like an A natural. So sometimes this is like a delayed resolution. So he's still kind of on the A flat 7 sound, or the diminished sound that comes off of that. And then resolve into that D flat major sound. Now I'm hearing it differently. Yeah, A natural. Now we got to get up here again. So I can't really go. I can't do it there like I wanted to. I could. No. That's no good, right? What I'm struggling with here is how to get the C. If I do this first finger the way I'd like to. Now I can't get the C. Unless I go like that, which is no good. So that means I gotta go. We gotta slide down here. 3-3-2-1. Because I wanna play that F minor triad, I wanna play that as 3-2-1. Something like that. Okay, so this sounds to me fingering, but let's see if those notes are right. Sorry. Yeah, this is the right notes. So how would we do this? We already figured out we have to be here. I hate that ending. I mean, that way of playing the ending. I really want to play it in fifth position. Let's see if we can find a way to get there. Maybe it's the key is in this. No. to be there. It's a big chromatic thing, and this is kind of always a problem on guitar. How do you do it? Okay, I'm just going to have to go with the ending I hate. For now, anyway. I might change it later, but... Oh! That's not too bad. Oh, this is what I'll do. To solve the problem, instead... I hate doing a turn like this. 3-4-3-1. It's just... just feels weak to me, so I want to go... I can go 3-2-3. Or... that's what I'll do. So this one's taking a while. So... forgot what I was doing. I gotta hear it again. Oh yeah. Continue. That's the end of the bridge. Let's sing the whole bridge. I think I've heard that type of line before. That's an F sharp, right? So this is kind of something like that. I hear it. Let's do it slow. Yeah. Kind of smeared up into that, but I think that's the line. Now, this is a fifth position. No brainer for me. Now when I go this type of articulation, that's just one stroke. The rest is all left hand. That's that. Oof. So how does that just get up there? No, we got... That's a G sharp. So we got a plan to be there. So basically, I'm going to start the line somewhere up here. It's going to be a hard line because it starts low. But I hear that's the rhythm. So there's five notes. I hear a B major. I hear kind of a B ninth sound there, kind of like. I know that that's what that is. Obviously, it doesn't speak that well on the guitar up in this range, but whatever. That one, I gotta slow it down. Let's see. That's right, B major. Yeah. Okay, I was right. I don't know how to. You can do one, if it helps you, do one hammer-on in this line up to the F sharp. For me, it doesn't really help that much. That's a big scoop. So, that's all up in 13th position there. So that's all. How does this make sense that he's playing a B ninth chord? Because he's going to B flat, right? So the B ninth is just a dominant of that. We can call it tritone substitution off the F. A little faster. Let's get this loop a little tighter. There we go. Faster. A little faster. Full speed. So I keep looping it until I feel like I'm really blending in with the horn and getting the articulation right, you know, and the feel right, getting the rhythmic feel right. What a great ending line. Down the F kind of tetrachord. Boo boo ends on the sixth, right? I so that's the whole solo. I mean, not the whole solo. It's the whole first chorus of the solo. So now I go back and let me sing it. Okay, so that's, you know, that's a good day's work for a transcription. Then I would practice it on guitar, you know, try and get, you know, the first A section, the second A section. Now that I've worked out the fingerings, you know, I'd get the, I'd kind of practice it slow, in larger chunks, you know, and then put those chunks together till I have the whole thing. I'd say I could probably get this up to speed. I don't know about those really fast parts. Maybe I'll never quite get those right, you know, on guitar, but I could get some version of it and get this thing so I could play along with it pretty well in, like, you know, maybe another hour of practicing. So, and so that's how I do transcriptions and learn language. Language is, you know, learning music is of this type, is like learning a language, and that type of listening, the close listening, and listening for the phrasing, listening for the feel, and listening for the articulation and the accents and the emphasis and the placement of things in time is crucially important to get the, you know, the feeling of it, which is not something you can write down. It's only something you can hear and imitate. All right, so thanks for sticking with me. This is an epic video, an hour long. So congratulations if you made it this far, and I'll see you soon. I think I'll end the confirmation series here and start something new. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.